Let's continue here on Box to Row. We're joined by a gentleman, as a matter of fact, who is one of the stars of the new film Tenet, which is in theaters now. You probably know Golden Globe and Screen Actor Guild's award. He's an alum of Morehouse. He is John David Washington, joins us here on Box to Row. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you for that intro too. That was dope.
I appreciate it, but you know, the obvious question, Tenet is out right now in theaters now, but the obvious and the obvious question is, what do you remember most about your days at Morehouse College?
Fried chicken Wednesdays with the hot sauce.
Hey, we know about that, right?
Oh my goodness. And then but then what also blew my mind was when Spelman's Fried Chicken Day, they had better fried chicken than we did. So their cafeteria was just hidden. So I used to love like Fried Chicken Wednesdays. It was the best.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I mean, I think we throw the word great around a lot, especially when we're talking about sports, but you were a great football player at Morehouse. As a matter of fact, once you left, you were your record was broken by a young man a couple of years ago. David, his name escapes me. He's really, really good. But you were the all-time leading rusher and still, I believe, hold the record for the most yards in a game for Morehouse. What about those playing days with the Maroon Tigers?
Well, I used to love those days. I went to a private school in the Valley. When we scored a touchdown, there was a rock band that played for us. So, like, graduating to Morehouse when there was a full-on marching band, like that, like you saw in the Nick Cannon movie, it was just life changing. It was game changing, and to experience even the halftime celebrations the Battle of the Bands, which got the people really riled up, was really cool. So that entire HBCU culture really is embodied at those games, especially the homecoming events. So I used to love that. I'll never forget those moments.
Yeah, and you know, you obviously got your opportunity with the St. Louis Rams, who were the St. Louis Rams at that time, and then ultimately in playing professional football before you really got immersed into acting. But with that, like, there's been this push for more high school kids to attend HBCUs. I think it's been more so in basketball, but I've had several conversations in terms of football. What do we need to do? Like you're you embody the fact that you can go to an HBCU and still have success in college and in athletics and at the pro level and beyond.
Yeah, I think just the exposure. I think if they can work some TV deals out, get it more accessible, see these games, and especially let the people. You know, it's interesting thinking about the Beyonce concert that was on Netflix. She, you know, that was the HBCU experience. She brought that to the mainstream. So I think, and the world responded positively towards it. So I think there's a way to do it. I just think that we have to find a way to expose them, whether it be through ESPN, TNT, Fine Turner, which is right in Atlanta, to expose the people to the culture and what it's like to be at a homecoming game. I believe her thing was homecoming. It was called homecoming. I mean, that's all about the HBCU experience. So there is a way, and I think the more we can showcase it, the more people will be enticed, because a lot of people, especially on the West Coast, they don't even know about these historically black colleges and what a halftime show is.
How did you end up in Morehouse?
I had a cousin that was going there, and I would visit him a couple times while I was still in high school, and I just fell in love with it. I was like, oh, this is where I got to be.
Yeah. John David Washington, star of the film Tenet in theaters now, joins us here on Box to Row. So talk to us a little bit, John, about the movie Tenet. Man, it's super awesome.
Thank you. Just an opportunity of a lifetime, really, to be able to come alongside, to come on board, being asked by the great, legendary Christopher Nolan. It checks the boxes of a spy, globe-trotting spy, thriller, action thriller. But it's Christopher Nolan, so there's elements of sci-fi, drama, and it's just a unique story, and only that can be told by Christopher Nolan. It's an epic film. It's an event film. The perfect movie to go back to the theaters for.
No question. Talk to us a little bit about your specific role in Tenet.
Well, I play the protagonist, and he's dropped into we find him on a mission. He's an operative, and he's trying to retrieve something, and we find out that it's more than what he bargained for, and then he's exposed to an organization, the Tenet organization. And as we follow the character, we see what's at stake, the world, when dealing with the world of inversion and the secret identities of Tenet.
What for you? It's interesting you mentioned that Christopher Nolan handpicked you, and you know, obviously know him from a lot of films. What did that mean to you? What was you all's first interaction?
Well, the first time we interacted, we had a conversation in his office for about 2.5 hours, non-related to the movie Tenet. You know, we talked about just what films meant to us growing up. We talked about family life. You know, talked about what makes us, you know, motivated and things of that nature. It was great. I just felt like if whatever happens, I didn't feel like a job interview to me. It felt more like, you know, just felt very conversational. He's just a down-to-earth dude, which was exciting to know that. You know, when I left that meeting, I just thought, well, hey, you know, I had a 2.5 hour conversation with Christopher Nolan. Nobody could ever take that away from me. So when I got the job, when he said he wants me to be in his film, obviously that was great. And when he told me what he wanted me, what my position was in the film, it felt like a first round draft pick, you know, experience that I didn't have coming out of Morehouse into the NFL. So it was the happiest moment that I can remember. It was great.
Oh man, that is awesome. John David Washington joins us here on the program. For you, you've done a lot throughout the course of your career. I want to talk more with you about Ballers and Black Klansmen, obviously nominated for a Golden Globe and Screen Actors Guild Award. Because Denzel Washington is your father, early on, at least in your acting career, did you feel, you know, some sort of pressure because of who, in excelling, and because of who your father is?
Well, I that kind of pressure I was sort of used to. I was familiar with that kind of pressure in a whole other industry. As I was becoming more successful on the football field, the headlines would always be Denzel Washington's son, even before that my name would appear.
Right.
So, you know, when I realized when I wanted to act because I wanted to do it my whole life, I did know that if I can even be half as good as I was in football, that's definitely going to be the headline because we're now in the same industry. So, you know, working with my publicist and the whole team, we knew the less is more as far as the early on stages of, you know, doing, you know, different kinds of press and getting myself out there in that way. I wanted the work to speak for itself. I didn't want people to know. I just wanted people to see how people reacted to the work. And as people were doing it, they didn't ever react to the work like Ballers. They had no idea that we were related. And that felt really good, just personally, just almost selfishly. That's what I wanted.
Yeah. What's the best advice he's given you from an acting perspective?
He's given me a lot of different advice. He's always moving forward. You know, as people ask him what is his favorite movie, he says the next one. And like football, you know, if you had a great game last week, it doesn't matter because this week is the new week and we got a new opponent. If you had a great season last season, that has nothing to do with this season. So to continue to grow and to continue to do more, to push yourself and you know, expand your abilities, you know, to always work on your craft is what he's been teaching me.
Couple of more thoughts with actor John David Washington. The film Tenet, which he stars in, is in theaters now. Ballers, I mean, like that was sort of, you know, sort of your breakout deal on for what, 4 or 5 seasons or so. What about that? And what do you remember most about your time on the set of Ballers?
I loved Miami. I can film in Miami all day, every day. good, clean family fun. You know, nothing but good restaurants, in bed by 10 o'clock. It was great.
Awesome. That's a good answer.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then, you know, Black Klansman, like, you know, we had Spike on maybe a couple of months ago. He won the, you know, the Best Director Award for that. As I mentioned, you had a couple of nominations. How important was that film to you?
Oh, it meant everything. You know, we people of color have been in this industry have been standing on the shoulders for a very long time. He's been on the front lines, really, since the 80s. So he hasn't, in my honest and humble opinion, hasn't gotten his proper due respect. And he finally got that trophy. That's been long overdue. He was very excited about it. And the fact that I was able to be a part of that, I will cherish forever.
Was Steven Jackson on that St. Louis team? I know he's up for the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year. Was he on that team when you were with St. Louis?
Yeah, he's like a brother of mine. He was on that team, and he actually really aided me and assisted me in how to be a professional. I love him to death.
Absolutely. Well, check out the film Tenet. John David Washington is the star. You can follow him on Instagram at John David Washington as he joins us here on Box to Row. John, really appreciate the time. Continued success in all you do.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Thanks.
All right.